I'm Walt Lindela, and this is Wildcat Wednesday. It's where we talk about things happening at Northern Michigan University, the home of the Wildcats. This time around, we talk with University Registrar Kim Rotundo for more about the end of the semester, which is earlier this year, and virtual commencement. Here's more with Kim Rotundo.
For the first time, the semester will end before Thanksgiving. The last date of the semester is Tuesday, November 24th. Originally, we were scheduled to end on December 12th. What we did was started the semester 1 week early, and we were able to end actually 2.5 weeks early because of the normal week that we have off during Thanksgiving break, and then we also shortened our final exam week.
It does make sense to me, Kim. It seems that this is a good decision because the idea with the coronavirus situation going on that, you know, students going home for a week and then coming back for another week or so, 2 weeks to finish out the semester, it seemed like it was exposing a lot of risk, didn't it?
It did, and it was not necessary. And the other option that we explored was keeping the same schedule but finishing the last 2 weeks online, which some institutions are doing. But Northern has worked really hard to provide face-to-face instruction to the degree possible, and we can still do that by ending the semester early without losing any of our academic rigor or the time that the students have with the faculty.
We're talking with Kim Rotundo, who is registrar at Northern Michigan University, for Wildcat Wednesday. Of course, Kim, that means that when you come to the end of a semester, there's usually graduation and commencement exercises. They are going to be also different this time around. What's in the works?
They will be different. We were really hoping that by now we would be able to have a face-to-face commencement ceremony like we normally would. As you know, the May commencement ceremony had to be canceled. We were hoping to postpone that and move that into the fall. That didn't happen. So what we've decided to do is to have a celebration of all of our 2020 graduates. So this includes the May graduates, the August graduates, and the December graduates. It's about 1,650 students that we're going to be celebrating on Sunday, December 6th.
So what is going to be happening? You find this online, I'm assuming, then, as it is in virtual format?
Right. It will be available online at 3 o'clock on Sunday, December 6th is when that will become available. And it's going to include a number of people who will have graduation and congratulatory messages for our graduates, to include the chair of the Board of Trustees, the president and provost of the university, our academic deans. We have elected a student speaker to represent and send a specific message to the students from a fellow graduate. Her name is Cecilia Ruiz, so we're excited about that as well. And the student government will continue to identify who would have been their commencement speaker from the faculty and award that person the Student Choice Award as they normally would. And that faculty member will have a message for the students as well.
One of the things also that's part of graduation and commencement is a photo of the actual activity and the graduate in the cap and gown and all of that. You're doing something actually very soon here to give the seniors a chance to have that. What's going on?
We are. The bookstore tomorrow afternoon is hosting an event for graduates that will include a photographer from Grad Images being available at the bookstore to take professional pictures of the graduates. So that is tomorrow afternoon from 1 to 5. Graduates would just go to the bookstore. They would need to purchase the cap and gown, which they can use then for that sitting with the photographer, which is a free sitting. And then they can go around campus if they choose to, go around the local area. We have a beautiful week this week for pictures, so excited about that. It's a great day to get out into the sunshine and get those photographs taken in the area and by the lake.
Well, Kim, we appreciate you giving us a quick update on this. If people have questions and you have updates that you need to get out sooner than later, as this is always a fluid situation, what's a good website or a place for people to go to check it out?
Yes, all the information will be available at our website, which is nmu.edu/commencement.
That's Kim Rotundo, registrar at Northern Michigan University. For Wildcat Wednesday, I'm Walt Lindela.